Well, a legend on the Michigan State University campus has died. Walter Adams, who served as a university president there, died yesterday after a battle with cancer. Mark Stewart is live on the Michigan State campus now with more. And Mark, he truly was a wonderful gentleman and a true Spartan, wasn't he?
Jane, there is no question about that. And if there was felt most comfortable or most at home, it was here on Demonstration Field watching the marching band practice. Walter Adams was a past university president and professor, but his friends say it's his role as a professor like the most.
And he had all these shticks, you know, he had the cigar, and he had the Tyrolean hat, and he had that wonderful Brooklyn streetwise way of talking.
Walter Adams will not only be remembered for what he wore and for what he said, but also for his appreciation of the students who create the atmosphere on the Michigan State campus.
He was as sharp a professor as anybody I've ever met.
Adams served as Michigan State's 13th president. He once told a friend he would have the shortest tenure and the best football team.
He could kneel down there by the goalpost and talk to the kids on the team as they came out, and win or lose, he was always there.
Adams led the university for only a few months, but it was a tension-filled time. The Vietnam War was in its height, and Adams helped lead a student parade in protest.
He was opposed to that word, he was opposed to intolerance, and he was opposed to injustice.
Walter Adams was an honorary member of the marching band. 2 weeks ago, the band came to his house to play a final song before he lost his life to cancer.
It just goes to show you the closeness that can be achieved when people put in that kind of commitment to something.
Walter Adams leaves behind his wife of 55 years. He also has a son who is also a professor of economics. He teaches at the University of Michigan. Reporting live from East Lansing, Mark Stewart, First News at 5. Back to you, Jane.
All right, Mark, thank you. And we are told a memorial service will be held at a later date. Donations may be made to the Walter and Pauline Adams Scholarship Fund, as well as the MSU Marching Band and WKAR-TV and radio.
After what's happened this weekend, I dedicated this home run to the whole city of St. Louis and all of thank you for all the support. It's unbelievable. All my family, everybody, my son, Chicago Cubs, Sammy Sosa, unbelievable. Class. Thank you, St. Louis.
I have never cried at a ball game before until now. Big Mac has made history here in the gateway city of St. Louis. 13 years after the passing of Roger Maris, he's hit his 62nd home run. He's dedicated the home run to the city of St. Louis and these great fans. And what an honor and privilege it has been to see it here tonight.
And to Elizabeth Farnsworth in San Francisco.
And I'm joined now by NewsHour regular presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. Her most recent book is a memoir steeped in baseball, Wait Till Next Year. And by Frank DeFord, weekly commentator for National Public Radio and contributing writer for Sports Illustrated. Doris, some commentators are talking about McGuire's achievement as if it's going to save the Republic from all of the problems that beset us. I bet you agree, don't you?
Oh, without a question. It'll save baseball and the Republic, one would hope. But in fact, I think there's no question that coming after a real tough period for baseball, where the loyalty of the fans felt broken from the players with all the talk of salaries, players moving from one place to another, what this reminded us of is what the sport is really about. You saw all the players themselves having awe for McGuire. You saw McGuire having such a sense of dignity and classiness with Sosa. You saw Sosa clapping him on the back. You saw the fans behaving great, applauding both of them. You saw the people who caught the ball actually giving it back instead of asking for money. There was just such a decency and a reminder of what happens in a professional sport when something incredible happens. You know, baseball always measures itself against the past. it's such a statistical game, so that this record standing for three decades and three decades before that finally broke, and it was a thrilling thing all around.
Frank DeFord, what was your reaction?
Well, I think I was probably just as giddy as Doris is. I don't think that I ever would have thought that I would have used the word precious for somebody as huge and monstrous as Mark McGuire, but he was. He was absolutely precious, and the whole moment was precious, and it's one of those events that just comes along so very rarely, and anybody who couldn't feel warm and fuzzy last night, they haven't got a heartbeat.
And Frank, it really was important that McGuire handled the whole thing the way he handled it, wasn't it?
He seemed to grow more outgoing, warmer, happier, and more sort of understanding and more sympathetic of what was going on with each home run that he hit. It's sort of odd because Roger Maris, who was the last person to go through this, turned somewhat inward, and so in a way did Henry Aaron, though a lot of that was because of racist fools who were going after him. But the incredible thing about McGuire was that he expanded and grew as the moment approached. Wonderful.
Doris, you mentioned this, the history that permeates baseball, which you've written so much about. I noticed the artifacts of this event, the bat, the shoes, the ball, they're already in the Baseball Hall of Fame. They almost are holy in some way.
Well, there's no question that more than any other sport, every time a player gets up to bat, you're measuring him against what he did before, what other players did before. Every time a pitcher pitches, you're calculating his ERA. So there's always something about baseball. Maybe it's partly from the first time you start to love baseball. As for me, I learned to keep score. That little box score, which captures in miniature everything that went on, is something that fans grow up with. So the moments are captured, and they're forever remembered. Partly because baseball's so slow, people remember such moments like this. And all those things will sit in Cooperstown that people will see many years later.
Frank, how does this measure up against other great moments in baseball?
Well, I think in our lifetime, this one goes to the top. We had sort of a dress rehearsal for this 2 years ago when Cal Ripken broke Lou Gehrig's Iron Man record. But this is more of an achievement. That was such a cumulative event. To do something in a contained period of time the way McGuire did. And this is the record, not only the record in baseball, this is the record in sport. There's none like it. The home run is so simple, it's almost primeval. It has the Babe signature on it. And to break this record and to do it in the way that he did with such grace and decency, absolutely the best.
Doris, does it reach beyond baseball? A lot of people who are not baseball fans seem to be watching this. Does this go beyond baseball in some way?
Well, one might hope so. I mean, I think to be realistic, the media now has the capacity to saturate us with anything so that a common conversation can come up about Princess Diana or O.J. Simpson, or in this case, something really, really nice. But I think the positive sign of it is, I think in such a troubled summer, when there's been so many distractions, so much sadness over the fate of the presidency, it was one of those stories that everybody comes out well in. That's so rare in our modern day. Even when the story came up about the possible vitamin supplement that Mark McGuire was taking, it almost as if the press stopped telling that because people didn't want to tear this hero down. And everybody agreed that there was just common decency all around. So it reminds you that maybe that can happen in other aspects of our life as well. There will come a day when the presidency is dignified and classified again. There will come a day when we feel good about the country, when we're active citizens and we're not passive generation. All of that may be reaching a lot, but boy, at this moment, it feels good to not talk about Monica Lewinsky.
And Frank, where does it leave baseball? Baseball's had a lot of trouble, especially since the strike in 1994, and even now, baseball, the polls show, is not as popular as the other major sports, basketball and football. Where does this leave baseball?
Elizabeth, we'd love to think that this just sort of takes baseball down the yellow brick road, but it still has serious institutional problems. It lacks any substantive leadership. And the real issue that divides baseball and tarnishes it, that there are so many weak franchises, and the owners in power don't want to help them. This doesn't help the people who are living in Florida or in Montreal or in a lot of places like Milwaukee, who really have no hopes because the rich teams just get richer. But maybe this will inspire the foolish owners to do what's right and do what's good and do what's precious for baseball.
And Doris, for those watching who don't follow this as closely as you do, what happens next? It's actually possible for Mark McGuire to have broken the record, but not to end up at the end of the year as the record holder in the books, right?
Yeah,
explain that.
That's the really interesting thing. I mean, Sammy Sosa could hit four home runs, be up to him at 62, and then actually in the last day of the season, whoever has the most home runs will be the future record holder. It'll be interesting to see. There was such drama surrounding this moment that whether or not we can sustain that kind of exuberance, I think people will want this struggle to go on, and the fact that Sosa's right out there pretty close behind will add a certain extra drama to this moment.
And Frank, it took 37 years to break Roger Maris's record. Will it take a long time to break this record, too, do you think?
The way people are hitting home runs right now, you'd have to say the next record breaker will come a lot sooner. But then who would have thought that it would have taken this long to beat Roger Maris's record? So that's an imponderable that I, for one, am not going to get into. I'll leave that for the 21st
century.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Thank you both very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Elizabeth.